Hey, Matt. It's me, Brainbug. You remember, right? Sure what you remember. I see you've been busy misrepresenting science. What do you got for us today?
So, dinosaurs gassed themselves into extinction. Again, sauropod dinosaurs, they think they actually passed a little too much there.
Well, that's an interesting claim you're making there.
They literally teach that dinosaurs farted themselves to death. And then one guy says, well, you have misrepresented us. We believe that they tooted and it warmed the environment. That sounds even more stupid. And that's why they died. They died from the global warming.
It really is the most embarrassing video about creationism that I've ever seen. And I have to talk about it. And since no one in my house cares to hear me talk about it, you have to listen to me. It's Matt Powell, a creationist who pretty much exists in order to make atheists look good. He's one of those guys who proves that a little bit of knowledge can be a very dangerous thing, because he doesn't understand evolution.
Want to hear about dinosaurs?
Do I want to hear about dinosaurs?
Turns out that, so this is a new report from British scientists, and they said that basically, the dinosaurs, they also warmed the planet, thanks to all the gas that they emitted from eating all the leafy plants. And in all, they emitted a total of 520 million tons per year of global methane, which is, they say, is a level comparable to the total given off today by animals and industrial activity. So they farted their way to extinction.
I think what's important here is actually that this once and for all proves that the Creation Museum in Kentucky is wrong. Because if dinosaurs were actually farting that much, Adam and Eve would not have been that close to them hanging out. So I just want to point that out.
He also said that dinosaurs farted themselves into extinction.
Evolution actually teaches that certain of the dinosaurs went extinct because they farted themselves into extinction.
He made that up. That's not even close to being true. He lied.
Dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change, which caused, an ice age, and they all froze to death.
Meanwhile, he's a conservative Christian who presumably votes for politicians who actively support actual racist policies. A creationist is always going to have a hard time debunking evolution, because creationism itself is a myth, and evolution has been confirmed in so many different ways many times over. But the very least a creationist could do if he's trying to discredit evolution is understand what it actually says, so he's debunking something people actually accept as true. But, you know, that might require reading a second book. I don't think Matt Powell is willing to do that.
But there was a theory that the extinction of the dinosaurs was caused by farting. Too much methane. Yeah. So Spatry's like, what, they farted themselves to death? Oh, come on. So, look it up. It was about 4 years ago or something. They farted. Well, I mean, there was a lot of dinosaurs with big butts. I guess there'd be too much. So it's theoretically possible if you had all the dinosaurs at one time go to Taco Bell drive-thru and just let one rip. Oh, man.
Anyway, if Powell wants to sound smarter in a future video, he could try learning about the things he's talking about, or talk to a scientist instead of delivering these monologues. Or I guess he could just, you know, not record any audio. Just sit there in silence. That would be smarter than the stuff he's putting out right now.
I mean, farts are natural, right? That is natural. So maybe this is the Earth's way of keeping populations from getting too out of control. You know, because like the large dinosaurs, they didn't have any predators. So this is the Earth's way of doing it. You know, we are going to be the victims of our greenhouse gases, which is of course natural. But then the Earth will have the last laugh, I guess. The last laugh. maybe. I mean, we've always had climate change, right? But this would be like extreme, right? Oh, I guess time will tell.
Due to the environmental pressures that change, we know how these digestive processes take place, and we know what they produce. This is not speculative. And we know how those gases affect the environment. We understand these things.
If you type in dinosaurs farted themselves to death, the first thing that pops up is an article from Fox News. Back in 2015, it was written, I think, in 2012, but in 2015, they revised the article. And the title of the article is Dinosaurs Gas Themselves Into Extinction. And so, yeah, I know it sounds a little crazy to me, but I didn't know if there's people that actually really believe this. I know there's a lot of people who have said, yes, we really do believe it, and they've explained why. But then there's also an evolution theory. We have T-Rex dinosaurs evolving into chickens. Because according to evolution, I guess chickens trace back to dinosaurs, T-Rexes in particular in the chain. And so is that information that you know, maybe A, currently accept, or B, would have to consider, or C, have a reason to consider in the present?
So I definitely think the climate change killing the dinosaurs is a simpler explanation of how they died.
So in the model, though, it says that they suited to the point where it did warm the environment, and then they died from the global warming. So to me, it does sound a little hilarious, but yeah, climate change for sure.
I mean, it sounds funny, but that's the simplest explanation that we have right now, which, I mean, I think there were so many dinosaurs that it increased the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, and that caused, you know, warming. I think that would be a simpler explanation of what happened.
Due to the environmental pressures that change, we know how these digestive processes take place, and we know what they produce. This is not speculative. And we know how those gases affect the environment. We understand these things.